الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية البخاري ومسلم آنيتهم فيها الذهب ورشهم المسك ولكل واحد منهم زوجتان يرى مخ ساقهما من وراء اللحم من الحسن لا اختلاف بينهم ولا تباغض ولا تباغض قلوبهم قلب واحد يسبحون الله بكرة وعشية. We were still reading in the last chapter the great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. And Alhamdulillah, now in the Fajr Namaz also in Surah Waqia, we heard of the various ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has referred to, such great, great ni'mat for the people of Jannah. In this riwayat that we were reading of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, further it comes in the narrations of Bukhari and Muslim, further explanations come. Aniyatuhum fiha al-dhahab. Their utensils will be in there of made of gold. It is narrated in a narration, also narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the last person to enter Jannah, the person who will have the lowest rank in Jannah, he will have 10,000 servants that will be attending on him. And each servant will be having one tray of gold and one tray of silver. And whatever ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that will be on there, we cannot imagine what great ni'mat will be there. And that will be for the person who will be the lowest ranking in Jannah. And those that will be higher, we cannot imagine what Allah Ta'ala will bless them with. وَرَشْحُهُمْ الْمِسْكِ. And the perspiration will be musk. That when they will be eating such wonderful ni'mat of Jannah, which won't be grown from the sand of this dunya, then naturally they and their bodies will be also so pure. So the perspiration that will come will also be so pure that it won't only be that it won't be smelling, but in fact it will be having a great wonderful fragrance of musk. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ زَوْجَتَانِ. And each person of Jannah will be blessed with two wives, and as explained in other riwayat, that will be the wives of this dunya, and they will be in beauty even more greater than the damsels, than the Hurul Een of Jannah. They will have such great beauty, which is explained here with regard to the wives. In other narrations it appears there will be much more than these also. Ulama have explained that Zawjatan, two wives, is also for explaining that there will be plenty wives. Like one formula of our Labbaik is Labbaik wa Sa'adaik. That does not mean only that we are present for you, O Allah, and your great honor and great pleasure to be present with you, but it's totally great, great amount. We are very pleased to be here. Well, the famous Labbaik that we all know and that we read, that is correct. But there are other formulas of Labbaik also that also connotate great, great honor of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So like that, some ulama of the opinion that there will be plenty wives that they will have, and there are many narrations that even explain this, that how many wives they will have and what great enjoyment they will have there. Their beauty will be such, yura mukhu saqihima min wara'i al-lahm min al-husn. That is, the very marrow in their bones will be also visible. A person will be, and also in other narrations it comes, they will be wearing 70 dresses, material, and it will be made of such fine material that can go through the ring that a person wears on his finger. And this also shows that how their dressing also will be so great, their beauty will be also so great, they will be made of the pure material of Jannah. So through their body, through the skin, through the meat, through the bone, you will be able to see the marrow of them also. So that will be their great, great beauty. It is also explained, the cheeks will be shining so much that you will be able to see your face in their cheeks more clearer than what you see your face in a mirror. So we cannot imagine what that great beauty will be. And in fact you will be able to see right through into her heart also. And you will see your love written there. You will be convinced that she only loves you and nobody else. And she is there totally for your service. This will be all that great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala will bless the people of Jannat with. And Allah has put us here to, at this time, to acquire these great ni'mats. And these are 100% realities which the Quran Sharif, as we heard now in Fajr Namaz, and also the realities which come in the Hadith also, these are 100% true. Many people are non-believers. They try and misguide the believers. Can you believe such things? Well, believer, what is faith? Especially atheists, they are making their right, they are making their great efforts that we disbelieve in these things. That these, do you think it can be a reality? That these things can be there in existence? All this great pleasure. But a true mu'min, on his iman, he knows the words of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are 100% true, and he accepts them wholeheartedly. La ikhtilafa baynahum. And the people in Jannat will not have any differences between them. It is narrated, before they enter Jannat, Allah will empty their hearts of any types of differences, a little bit of even malice, jealousy, there won't be absolutely anything of that. In fact, as it comes here, قُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبُ وَاحِدٍ. Their hearts will be like one person's heart. Like a person is satisfied with himself, all the people of Jannat, they will have this great satisfaction, and there will be no hatred, jealousy whatsoever. La tabaghudha, they won't have any differences, and they won't have any hatred for one another. Not even the slightest bit of any jealousy, of any dislike for any person. We cannot imagine what that ni'mat, and one of the greatest ni'mat, it is forever. And another great ni'mat, it is Allah is pleased with those people. And the righteous and the pious, their eyes are even above all these ni'mat of Jannat. And in fact, they will say to Allah that we did not worship you for these ni'mat, we worshipped you for you yourself. As it is famous of Rabia Basariya, she said, "Oh Allah, if I worship you to gain Jannat, then deprive me of Jannat. And if I worship you to save myself from Jahannam, then throw myself into Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But if I worship you for your pleasure, don't deny me your pleasure." So that is the greatest thing, the pleasure of Allah, which will even supersede all these great ni'mats that will be there for Jannat. قُلُوبُهُمْ قَلْبُ وَاحِدٍ. And their hearts will be all like one person's heart. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّهُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. And all the time they will be in the praises of Allah Ta'ala, and this will come naturally. Yes, sometimes for us to sit just for 2-3 minutes and make zikr, we find it very hard. We just can't sit down and make zikr. To read Quran Sharif, we find it very hard. We just read little, we want to get up. We remember, I got this work, I got that work. Or shaitan makes us feel, I need to go to the toilet, or my wuzu is broken. We just can't seem to carry on. But there it will be a natural thing. Like ulama explained, like here we breathe naturally. Nobody makes an effort or thinks I have to breathe. And without breathing we cannot live. Like this they will be reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It will be like the breathing to them, just naturally. It won't be like a duty in any way, but just naturally. May Allah, out of His great and infinite mercy, forgive us all our wrongs, and without being worthy of it in the least, but may Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannah and save us totally from all His azab in this dunya, in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, and save us from the terrible azab of Jahannam, and give us these great blessings. Also, when the azab of Jahannam is so severe, we can understand how great the enjoyment of Jannat will be. And when the enjoyment of Jannat will be so great, we can understand how the severe punishment of Jahannam will be. May Allah save us, our whole families, and it is for us now to work on that and not give preference to the dunya and to our nafs and our desires. May Allah give us all tawfiq.